And if a child wakes up in the morning and he's on the floor, you'd say to himself, well, I must have
fallen off the bed.
Okay. What about the things that you put on a horse's feet and fall down?
Horseshoes.
You ever play a game with
them? Mm-hmm.
Or did you fall down?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And the part of the horse's foot that you put the horseshoe on, that's a,
the hoof.
Yeah, and more than one, you said has four
hooves.
What about the male sheep? Do you have a name for him?
The ram.
What about the female?
You.
Okay. And the stuff that you clip off of.
The wool.
All right. And animals that you slaughter for bacon and pork chops, those are?
Pigs or hogs.
Okay. What about a little one when it's first born?
A piglet.
Okay. Do you have a name for an intermediate size, not quite full grown?
No.
You ever showed?
No.
Okay. What about one that's fully grown? You call it a?
A sow.
Okay.
No, that's the female. The sow would be the female. Just a hog is what I think of the full grown.
What about the male hog?
I don't know.
Can you not word boar?
Yes.
So you have heard?
Boar.
Okay. What about if you had a former had a male hog and he didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you say he did what to him?
He spayed.
Okay, any other word?
Castrated.
Okay. What about a name for a male hog that's been castrated?
A neuter. Okay. I'm not sure if that's used.
Okay. Do you know the word B-A-R-R-O-W?
No. Barrow. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. What about the stiff hairs that grow on a hog's back? Do you call them?
Bristle.
Mm-hmm. And these long teeth, you know, some of them have?
Fangs. I'm not sure.
This is probably the same word that you would use to describe an elephant's long teeth.
Tusks.
Okay. And the wooden things for feed in, that's
the trough.
Or you have several.
Troughs, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, do you have a name for a hog that's got loose and grown up wild?
Just a wild hog.
Okay. People around here ever use a razorback or piney wood ruger or something like that?
I've heard razorback, but the other I haven't heard.
Okay. How would you describe the noise made by a calf when it's weaning? You might say, listen to that calf.
Bang? I'm not sure.
Okay. Ball or cry?
Ball. Blade. Ball. Yeah. Or blade.
Okay. What about a cow? Maybe if it's hungry and wants to be milked, you'd say, listen to that cow. 24 hours
a day. Mooing.
What about a horse? You got a general noise that a horse makes.
A whinny.
What about a general term for animals like cows and horses, mules, and so forth?
Livestock.
Okay. What does the word cattle mean to you? What does that suggest?
Cows.
Just cows and bulls,
yes.
Not horses?
No.
So you would call cows that type of
cattle?
Cattle. Okay. What about a general term for feathered animals?
Fowl.
Mm-hmm. And a hen or a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something, you call it a
setting hen.
What about a little place where chickens would stay on the farm?
A chicken coop.
What could you describe one to me?
Okay, small wooden structures with poles running from one side to the other for the chickens to roost on.
Yeah, I see. And you call that a
chicken coop.
Okay. When you fry chicken, that's usually a piece that children like to get so they can.
The pulley bone.
Yeah. What's the, what do you, this kind of story or tale or do you associate with that?
That, the one who gets the longest end, I believe it is, gets his wish.
Okay. Do you have a general term for the inside parts?